You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and coming into Christmas, you probably want to buy something special for your friends and family, but one thing you should probably stick away from is buying somebody a pet. I'm joined by Carolyn Jones from RSPCA South Australia. Carolyn, how's it going?
Good, thank you, and hello to your listeners too.
So, what are the risks involved with buying pets as presents?
Well, I suppose what we say is that an animal is a sentient creature. It shouldn't be given as a surprise gift ever, because if you're going to be bringing an animal into the household, into your family, then that needs to be a discussion that everybody who's going to be living with that animal needs to have first, so that everyone knows what's involved in caring for that animal, how that animal is going to fit in with everybody's lifestyles, and just knowing that that animal might be a cute little puppy now, or a cute kitten, but it's going to be growing into an adult, and it needs training and it needs care for its whole life. It's not just something to have over the festive season.
And usually when somebody's buying an animal for themselves, there's quite a lot of planning that goes into it. Springing an animal on somebody doesn't give them that opportunity.
That's right. I mean, even if somebody has been expressing interest in having an animal, it's still a really important decision as to what kind of animal. For example, if you're looking at a dog, what sort of dog is going to fit in with your lifestyle? Are you someone who has got the time and energy to give that dog a lot of exercise and then you can have one of the more active breeds? Are you someone who's going to be prepared to groom that dog? So one of those dogs that has the wrong coat, and we see so many dogs coming into us with shockingly matted coats, with owners who had fallen in love with a fluffy puppy and then not appreciated just what was involved in maintaining that animal's coat. So you've really got to match the animal with the owner and with the household and with the lifestyle. And so it's a big discussion, it's a big responsibility, and a lot of research needs to go on. And also, if you take away that choice for the person, you know, they haven't chosen the animal that really has appealed to them. You've made a choice on their behalf, and that's really not a good idea ever in terms of ensuring that there's going to be a bond and that adoption or that purchase of an animal is going to actually stick.
How many animals does the RSPCA usually receive after the Christmas period?
We're really happy to report that we don't get a lot of animals surrendered after Christmas that have been unwanted Christmas gifts. And I think this is because people seem to have got the message that animals are not to be given as gifts. They are very unwise to be given as gifts. And thankfully, those kind of adverts that we used to see on TV where there's a box under the Christmas tree and somebody unwraps it and there's, wow, a puppy inside. Thank goodness we don't see those kind of things anymore. It's treating an animal as though it's an inanimate object and not a sentient, living, breathing creature. So we don't actually get animals surrendered after Christmas as a result of being unwanted presents. What we do have, unfortunately, happening in this state is a large number of surrenders because people are unable to find pet-friendly accommodation. There's a real shortage of rental accommodation that accepts pets in South Australia, and that is a real issue.
I know that's been because I rent myself, and you need to ask very nicely for permission. And I know that's been addressed into, so this is changing topic massively, but there was legislation put through Parliament earlier this year by the Greens, a member who's since retired. But have we heard anything on that progression or...?
I do know that the legislation is going to be going up again in the new year, some changes being made to it. It didn't pass Parliament, unfortunately. And what we're looking for is some changes to the Residential Tenancies Act that will bring our laws into line with those that have been introduced into Victoria, which makes it the default that pets are allowed and that landlords need to explain why they can't have a pet. But of course, you know, there needs to be the discussion and the negotiation because not all pet owners are responsible people. And it is one of those situations where we believe a few people spoil it for the majority, because the majority of people want to be good tenants. They want to be responsible pet owners and they need accommodation where they can keep their animals with them. So we really do hope that we do see those changes to the Act next year.
And back to what we were talking about before, with Christmas coming up, it may be that parents would want to bring a pet into the family household. If they would have had a discussion between parents, something for the kids to enjoy, would you recommend adopting from shelters like RSPCA if you are thinking about introducing an animal?
I would definitely like people to adopt, not shop. We have a large number of animals in our care at the moment, lots of dogs, lots of cats. They're all in need of good homes. And when you adopt an animal from the RSPCA, they come to you vaccinated, de-sexed, microchipped, all of those things that are required to be a responsible owner. But also, when you go through the adoption process, you get a lot of education about that particular animal, its characteristics, the kind of care that it's going to require. And our staff take a lot of time to make sure they're matching animals with the right people, because what we don't want to happen is to have animals returned to us. That is not good for the animal, and it also takes a toll on the person who has adopted the animal, because often they might feel like they've failed that animal. So our staff go to great lengths to make sure they're matching people very carefully with the right animals.
And we're just out of time, but Carolyn, thank you so much for chatting today.
Thank you very much, Jordan, and Merry Christmas to you and to your listeners.
Same to you. That was Carolyn Jones with the RSPCA on your Classic Hits Breakfast.